executives of 99 of the world's largest corporations have called for the group of eight nations to take the lead on climate change and agree a successor pact to the Kyoto Protocol. We spoke to Martin Williams of the British environmental charity Friends of the Earth, who told us the EU in particular is currently not on track to meet its targets for tackling climate change.
Well, what the latest figures show us is that from 1990 to 2006, the EU managed to cut its climate emissions by just a couple of percent. And it's now only got 4 years from 2006 to its target dates in 2010 to make a cut of about four times that size. We're just not doing enough, or we haven't done enough, to meet the targets that we committed to under the Kyoto Protocol. And it really shows how we have to get our fingers out now and start making much more determined efforts to reduce carbon dioxide emissions right across the EU. We haven't got any country yet which is doing enough on all of the areas which generate carbon dioxide to actually make the cuts that are necessary. The problem with carbon dioxide is you can absolutely measure countries' performance simply by recording what happens at the end, and it really is no good countries pointing to the great things they've done if at the end of the day the emissions are not coming down as fast as they need to protect us from the worst effects of global warming.